Hello everyone, welcome to Sundry's podcast. This is your podcast host Abhi. This is yet another IPL special decathlon episode where we're going to be covering the action of all 10 teams for the last couple of weeks. We had an exciting round of games, and as usual, we're going to go team by team, and I'm going to start with the bottom half of the table, whereas my co-host Dave will cover the top half of the table. Bottom of the table is Royal Challengers Bangalore. They played two games and lost both in spectacular fashion, I must say. What worked for them is probably the only thing that has worked for them this season. Dinesh Karthik scoring 50s at a strike rate in excess of 200 in both the games. Other than that, their batting shows flashes of brilliance here and there. Duplessis getting some runs, Rajat Patidar getting some runs, Kohli getting some runs. But other than that, their batting looks devoid of inspiration as well. The other thing that's devoid of inspiration is their bowling attack. What's wrong about it? I think everything is wrong about it. They've conceded the highest ever runs in a single game, not just in IPL, in entire T20 cricket. And looking back at it at the start of the tournament, people predicted that their bowling might not come good, and that's come back to bite them in the back again. So Royal Challengers Bangalore probably virtually out of the tournament. At number 9 is Punjab Kings. Played two games and lost both the games in a heartbreaking fashion. The first game they lost with in the last ball of the game literally, and then the second game they lost by close 9 runs. What worked for them is they've unearthed brilliant talents in Shashank Singh and Ashutosh Sharma, who've been so effective in the bottom of the order, scoring at a great rate and pretty consistently as well. Their bowling, Rabada looks good. Harshal Patel bagged a few wickets, but other than that, their bowling looks wafer thin as well. So that's one of their weaknesses. The other weakness is their top order is not firing. With Johnny Bairstow has not been able to find form. They've dropped Johnny Bairstow, and they've tried different combinations, tried to bring Reilly Loso. That's not working for them as well. So with their bottom order firing, if their top order fires, they might be able to convert those close losses into victories. At number 8 is Gujarat Titans. Gujarat Titans played two games this week, won one and lost one. What worked for them is Shubman Gill looks an imperial touch, and he single-handedly won them the first game. Sai Sudarshan has been giving them good starts as well, and their finishers Rahul Tavatia and Rashid Khan came good. The other thing that worked for them is Rashid Khan's exceptional economical bowling as usual. He's so effective middle overs when they need to constrain the runs, and he's been very effective so far. What didn't work for them is pretty much nothing in the second game. Their batting failed, their middle order failed, actually in both games, so that's a big problem for them. The likes of Vijay Shankar, Shah Rukh Khan and Matthew Wade have not been able to fire so far. Their bowling also did not work well because Delhi Capitals were able to chase the target within 10 overs. At number 7 is Mumbai Indians. Played two games, won one and lost one game. What worked for them is that their most experienced players are looking in imperial touch. This has been Rohit Sharma's best IPL in years so far, and it's only half the tournament. That's how good he's been looking. He's got an IPL 100 after a long, long time against Chennai Super Kings, and then looked great in the second game as well. Jasprit Bumrah is bowling like he's the best bowler in the world currently. He's picking up wickets at regular intervals. His variations are coming into play. Yorker, slower balls, bouncers, and he's controlling the runs as well. Suryakumar Yadav is coming into good form as well. What didn't work for them is their bowling, except Bumrah and Kojia. They lack inspiration, they've been very expensive. And the other thing that didn't work for them is their lower order hitters, except for a few flashes here and there, have not fired very consistently, so they're not getting the finish. They're climbing up the table, they're always a dangerous side when they do so. At number 6 is Delhi Capitals. Delhi Capitals played two games and won both of them this week. What worked for them is they have unearthed and brilliant talent in James Fraser McGurk. He has played crucial knocks in both of the games in quick time, which has been beneficial for them. Rishabh Pant's hitting progress is also very heartening to see. Their bowling Mukesh Kumar seems to be in impeccable form. Kuldeep Yadav also bowled a brilliant spell in the first game and bowled very economically in the second game as well. So both their batting and bowling are firing at the same time. What didn't work for them is their top order. A lot was expected out of David Warner and Prithvi Shaw. They have not fired so far this tournament, which is why they tried to open with James Fraser-McGurk, which paid rich dividends for them. So all in all, it's been a great week for Delhi Capitals.
Okay, thank you, Obi. With that, let me take over and wrap up this episode with the remaining five teams. That's the top five. We'll move on to LSG. They're on the fifth place, and the last 2 weeks they played three games, won one and lost two. What's failing for them is mainly both KL Rahul and De Kock needs to deliver big time, considering they've been struggling more or less throughout this season so far, except a couple of decent knocks. And Devdutt Padikkal continued to fail and he's finally been benched. That was another concern on their top order. They are definitely expecting a bit more consistency with the ball from Krunal Pandya. Yash Thakur, on the other end, has been playing significantly well, trying to catch up and make the impact as much as possible that they've been lacking from Mayank Yadav's injury. Ayush Badhoni finally delivered his best against DC, but LSG definitely needs much more from him. Puran continued his batting form, and it's a huge plus for LSG. And Stoinis finally scoring some runs, but he definitely needs to improve his strike rate. Ravi Bishnoi is finally delivering with the ball after some ordinary start of the season. Next, we will look at Sunrisers Hyderabad. They have played three games and won all three. Their batters, especially the top order and middle order, has been in exceptional form. Head Abhishek Sharman, class under the bat. They're making mockery of every bowling attack. And they are very well backed by Samad and Shahbaz Ahmad with some valuable runs at a really good strike rate in the down. Markram has been holding this batting lineup together with providing some solidity in the middle. And with Nitish Reddy, they found an exceptional all-round player who is contributing both with the bat and the ball. Even though their bowlers have been struggling and leaking a lot of runs, they still continue to win. Thanks to Natarajan and Pat Cummins, who have been picking wickets at regular intervals at a relatively lower economy rate, which is definitely helping their cause. With that, we move on to the third place. It's Chennai Super Kings. They played three, lost one, and won two games. What's working for them is Shivam Dubey and Rutraj Gaikwad. Dubey is continuing his form since last season. Rutraj Gaikwad is finally scoring runs at a better strike rate, and MSD continue to entertain the crowd with the bat in the last overs. Tushar Deshpande, significantly improved bowler compared to the last year and even early games of the season. And with Matisha Patirana in the middle and the overs, CSK's bowling has been looking significantly better. What's failing for them is Rachin and Mitchell, both the New Zealanders have been struggling with the bat. Rahane has been playing some valuable innings, but he's not able to make the same impact that he was able to do last season. And Deepak Chahar is still struggling to both contain runs and take wickets in the power play, which is a huge concern for CSK. The next team we're going to look at is KKR. They have played three games, won one and lost two, which is extremely surprising considering how well they played. They were just close games and they were in the unlucky to be on the wrong side. Both Sunil Narayan and Phil Salt turning out to be a dangerous pair with the bat in the opening. Even if one person stays fast power play, the opponent needs to catch up for the rest of the game. Sunil Narayan with the ball doing exactly what he's known for. Varun Chakravarti is another huge plus. He continues to improve his contribution to the team. And both Harshit Rana and Vaibhav Arora continue to shine with the ball. What's failing for them is Shreyas Iyer, still struggling to make valuable contribution with the bat. His strike rate is continued to be around 120 or even less. Maybe that's their plan, we don't know. The other big concern is Mitchell Starc. He's significantly better than his initial game, but still lacking by a lot considering his ability. Finally, the table toppers, Rajasthan Royals. Even after seven games, they are still on the top, just lost one game. So they played 4, won 3, and lost 1. They are missing both Berger and Sandeep Sharma in their bowling lineup, but still they were able to continue to dominate this season of the tournament. What's working for them is Butler is back to his best form by scoring 200s in the last 4 games, and Samson continued to score runs at an extremely good strike rate. Chahal continued to pick up wickets, even though slightly on the expensive side of the economy rates. What's not working for them is primarily Jaiswal, but since the team is winning, most likely the order will continue to back him. Dhruv Jurel is only getting difficult chances. Some reason he couldn't make any impact at the bat yet. The lack of wickets from Ravi Ashwin could become a big concern for RR if it continues, especially with Maharaj on the bench, who performed really well in his absence. Alright, with that, we'll wrap up this episode. Thank you everyone for joining us. Please leave your feedback in comments or email. Looking forward to see you guys in the next one. Take care.